Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yevamis, Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Here comes another Yevamis Mishnah. You'll soon see what I mean. Shnei Achin, we have two brothers. Nesuyin l'shtei achoyes that are married to two sisters who are Yisoymois Kitanois. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. But Rachel and Leah were Yisoymois Kitanois that their brothers or fathers married off. Umeis Baila Shel Achas Mehen. Reuven passes away. Like I told you last time, don't worry, he'll be back. But right now, for understanding our Mishnah, Reuven passes away. So does Rachel fall to Shimon Liyivum? And the answer is no, because she's a Chay Sishtai. But Shimon's married to Rachel's sister Leah, and therefore Tetzei, Rachel automatically leaves Meshuma Chay Sisha because she's an Erva, she's Shimon's wife's sister. Now, things are relatively simple because both marriages are the same type of marriage. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. V'chein shtei chershois. Let's say, same case. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. But Rachel and Leah are both deaf mutes. Therefore, like the Yesoymais, their marriage is also just midrabanon. So the same halacha would apply. If Reuven dies, does Rachel fall to Shimon Leyivim? And the answer is no. Shimon is married to Rachel's sister Leah. It's the same type of marriage. Reuven's marriage to Rachel is the same type of marriage as Shimon's marriage to Leah. And Rachel automatically leaves without the need for Yivim or Chalitza because she is Achois Ishtoi. Now here's where things get interesting. Gedoyla Uktana, if one of the sisters was a Gedoyla, so her marriage is Min HaToyda. And one was a Ktana, where her marriage is Midrabonon. So again, we have Reuven and Shimon that are married to Rachel and Leah. The only difference in this case is Rachel is a Ktana. That her mother, her brother married her off. Leah is a Gedoyla. Umes Baila Shel Ktana. Reuven, the husband of the Ktana, died without children. So Tetzei a Ktana, the Ktana automatically leaves. She does not fall a Yivim to Shimon. She leaves without Yivim or Chalitza. Mishum HaChai Sisha. Shimon's married to Leah. She's an Erva. She's his wife's sister. Problem is going to be the other way around. Mes Baila Shel Gedoyla. What if Shimon, who's married to Leah the Gedoyla, he dies without children? So now, Min HaTorah, Leah falls to Reuven. Yeah, but Reuven's married to Rachel. Isn't Leah Reuven's wife's sister? The problem is that Reuven isn't married midraisa to Rachel. So we have three shitas over here, what to do under these circumstances. Shita number one, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Melamdina saktana shetimoyim bay. We're going to say to Rachel, listen, you have a way of undoing this marriage as if it never existed. Do me in. And Mamela, it turns out Rachel was never Reuven's wife. And therefore, Leah, we mutter to Reuven. She's a Yavama. And this is the halacha, says the Batanur. Rabbi Gamliel says, no. We're not going to teach the Ktana to refuse her husband. In Mayana, if she does it on her own, Mayana. Okay. If Rachel says, no, I don't want Reuven anymore. So Enochanami. So they're no longer married, and Reuven could be Miyavim Leah. But the Imlav, if she doesn't do it on her own, so Tamtin, the Ktana will wait, she'll stay married to Reuven, Achetagdel, until she becomes a Gedoyla. Then her marriage to Reuven will become a marriage Min HaToyra, and the Tetzei HaLezu, and then the other sister, Leah, will clearly be freed, no Yivim or Chalitza is necessary, Meshum HaChaisisha. Once Reuven will be married to Rachel, Min HaToyra, so it's a simple case. Leah is a Chaisisha. There's no Yivim, no Chalitza necessary. Rabbi Yeshua says, ayoy, this is a very difficult case. Eloy al Ishtoi, woe is to his wife, that is Rachel. Eloy al Ishis Achiv, and woe is to his brother's wife, that's Leah, that fell to Yivim. Both are going to be Aser. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no way out of this. Yeshua does not hold that we teach her to be Mamayin. Yeshua says we have to stay away from you. But what's going to have to happen over here is Moitzias Ishtoi beget. Reuven will have to give Rachel the Ktana the get, the Eshes Achav b'chalitza. And Leah is going to have chalitza. No Yivam because of the partial drabonadika marriage to Leah's sister. But Reuven cannot stay married to Rachel because the Maisa Leah felt him le Yivam. So let me understand this. Why can't Reuven just stay married to Rachel? And the answer is she is what's called, if you remember this term from earlier on, Achois Zikukasai. She's the sister of Leah, and he has a Zika to Leah. There's a Yivam connection, it's called a Zika. So he has to divorce his wife. Reuven has to divorce Rachel. And once that happens, why can't he be Miyavim Leah? No, then she would be Asur Midrabanan, because she would be Achois Girushasai, the sister of a woman that she divorced, even though it was only a marriage Midrabanan, but Lamaisa, he can't be Miyavim, a sister of his Grusha. So again, the case is in our Mishnah. We had Reuven and Shimon, two brothers that were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. But they were both drabanadika marriages. Either Rachel and Leah were both Yisoymes, that their mothers or brothers married them off, or Rachel and Leah were both deaf mutes, where the marriage is also midrabana. So suppose Reuven dies, Rachel does not fall Yivim to Shimon. Rather, she automatically leaves, no Yivim, no Chalitza, because she is Shimon's wife's sister. But if you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is married to Rachel, who is a Ketana, so it's only midrabana marriage. If Shimon is married to Leah, who is a Gedolus, that's a Deraisa marriage, and now Shimon dies. Don't worry, Shimon will be back also. But now Shimon passes away, so his wife Leah falls to Reuven. That's min ha-toira. Shimon was married to Leah, that was a Deraisa marriage. Leah was a Gedolah. But what does Reuven do? He has this wife, Rachel, that's a Drabonadika marriage. So there are three shitas. Rabbi Eliezer says, teach Rachel to do Mian, so it undoes the marriage. And now, Reuven is free and clear to be Miyavim Leah. It's as if Rachel was never married to him. And that's the halacha. Ram Gamliel says, no, we're not going to teach her to do Mian. We'll wait to see if she does Mian on her own good. If not, once she becomes a Gedolah, automatically Leah will leave because now Rachel's marriage is also min ha-toira, and therefore there's no Yivam because Leah is Reuven's sister's wife and a sister that he's married to min ha-toira. No Yivam is necessary, no Chalitz is necessary. Rabbi Yeshua says, Tzuris. What was to Rachel, what was to Leah? Rabbi Yeshua categorically does not believe we ask someone to do Mian. You stay away from Mian even under these circumstances. In that case, we have no choice over here. Reuven's going to have to divorce Rachel. He can't stay married to Rachel because Rachel is a Achois Zikukasai. She's the sister of Leah, and there's a Yivam connection to Leah. Now, he divorces Rachel, then he can't be Miyavim Leah. Even though the marriage was only Midrabanan, but it would still be considered Achois Girushasai. So what was to Rachel and what was to Leah, says Rabbi Yeshua, under these circumstances?